MTV Cast.
Hey, Betty O'Day calling in from Eastern Divide Trail. I'm in Brownville, Maine. I made it into Millinocket last night, right about sunset, like 8 o'clock. And I was told the next bits were a little bit tricky. I probably should have done it in the dark in hindsight, but the bits leading into Millinocket were pretty challenging of finding all of the twists and turns. And so wayfinding was challenging. So I was just kind of imagining it being more like that, and it had been really hard to do any of that in the dark. So I stayed in Millinocket. It is the last, I guess, AT Appalachian Trail town, I guess, before you get to Katahdin to the finish. So there's a lot of infrastructure, a lot of hikers, a lot of transient folks. So I had a lot in common with people. So it was good. Found a place called the Blue Ox Saloon. Once I had decided I was going to stay, I'd stopped in there to have a beer, and I was heading over to a hotel another mile or so away, and the guy's like, oh, no, jump in the car. I'm going to show you my house over here. It's $35 for the night, and pick out a room. You can stay. You can use a kitchen, whatever you need. And so he took me over there, and it was nice. It was clean. It was, like I said, there's a couple hikers hanging out, but not a big deal. Almost like a pie town kind of a toaster house kind of thing, but you did have to pay, and it was a lot cleaner, so there's that. So yeah, I ended up having some food there at the Blue Ox and a couple of beers, and had a great sleep. Needed a good hard sleep. And then I did get a text message from my wedding crashing experience of apologizing for their behavior and basically running me out of the property. So I'm glad that kind of got settled. Today it's been from Millinocket over here to Brownville. It's about 45, 46 miles in. A little slow getting out of town. Of course, everything's slow as usual. Me, part of it, I overslept. And then kicked a rock up into my derailleur and bent the hanger, and had to do a trail side change there. I tried riding on for a couple of miles, and it was just bad. And actually, it was when I went to the biggest cog, and it went over the top and behind the cassette, and I was like, all right, I definitely got to fix this. So that seemed to take care of it. I'm having a little trouble getting to the biggest cog. A lot of grinding noise, so I'll have to figure that out. Might just be a limit screw or something. But otherwise, it's been pretty steady going. The roads have been decent. A couple of them a little bit rough, but nothing crazy. No hike a bike or anything like that. And little bits of climbing, but also rewards on the descents too. So it hadn't been too terribly hard. Another 50-ish miles onto Monson. Hope to get over there a decent hour, get some food. And then maybe push on a little bit more from there. I know there's a couple of campsites and something called Moxie Outdoor Adventures. It looks like they have some cabins and a campground maybe. So if I can get there or close to there, I might be able to hit them up in the morning for some breakfast type things and keep on moving. And at Monson South, I should be done scouting. So that's I don't have a lot of intel on this particular part of the section, but it has been ridden and it should be less worrying about route finding and that kind of thing. So hopefully things start running a little bit smoother in that sense. So that's where I'm at, heading out of Brownville now and back on the trail. Thanks for listening. Bye.